We're going to give you a bit of music. We have quite a bit of lovely music we'd like to share with you.
Cuando pueda mis noches hablarte y logren decirte lo que eres en mí, cuántas cosas irán a contarte, cuántas otras sabrás tú de mí, que te quiero, sabrás que te quiero, cariño como este jamás existió, que mis ojos jamás han llorado como aquella tarde que te dije adiós, que deseo volver lado, tenerte conmigo, vivir nuestro amor, que te quiero, sabrás que te quiero, porque eres mi vida, mi cielo y mi Dios. Que deseo volver a tu lado, tenerte conmigo, vivir amor, que te quiero, sabrás que te quiero, porque eres mi vida, mi cielo y mi Dios, porque eres mi vida, mi cielo y me.
Wonderful Sabrás que te quiero. It's written by Teddy Fregoso, a good friend of Eduardo Quesada. And now, to entertain you in a different direction, we have our correspondent, Yoko Mimata, who is from Osaka, Japan, and has specialized and gotten really good at singing in Spanish. And she loves boleros, and she sings in the style of Celia Cruz, if you know who she is, and all sorts of wonderful boleros and Latin ballads. And she actually sold out at Lincoln Center recently. Recently, she put, what was she saying? ¿Qué te pedí? I'll have you hear something which I love that she does, Averiguadas. It's about neighbors with a long tongue who enjoy gossiping.
Hey, everybody. I'm Keith Burns with the duo Burns and Poe. If you want to get some great new music, go to the top right-hand corner of syndicatednews.net and click on the music up there, and it's always something that you can listen to. If you want to hear some great music, go to syndicatednews.net and click in the upper right-hand corner.
Singing Averiguadas. averiguadas is a wonderful song about radio bembas y lenguas largas. And there's even a very wonderful lyric in there about how when the woman dies, they'll have to bury her and get a coffin for her body, and they'll have to get another one for her tongue. It may lose something in the translation, but it sounds great in Spanish. In any case, let's see what else we have here that's interesting. How about ritmo? That's interesting. I haven't heard that in a while. Here's ritmo, meaning rhythm, by Yoko Mimata.
Mr. Rogers, an old evil man.
Everybody, I'm Keith Burns with the duo Burns and Poe. If you want to get some great new music, go to the top right-hand corner of syndicatednews.net and click on the music up there, and it's always something that you can listen to. If you want to hear some great music, go to syndicatednews.net and click in the upper right-hand corner.
The look of love is in your eyes, the look your smile can't disguise. The look of love, it's saying so much more than just words could ever say. And what my heart has heard, well, it takes my breath away. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited, waited just to love you. Now that I've found you, you've
Of love. And the reason we play it often is because it's also our theme song for the book written by Jill Ejizi. She's co-host of Family Matters. And her book is The Look of Love. You can find it at syndicatednews.net. Now, let's take a moment and identify all of our shows. Of course, we have Eduardo Quesada, News at 9. It's 9 Pacific Time and midnight Eastern Standard Time. Our first show, of course, is Americana Music Show. It's hosted by John McEwen, and the people he brings on are just incredible because they are musicians and professionals in the music industry that most of us mortal humans don't have access to. His latest interview is with Gary Allen. It's on the front page of syndicatednews.net. Then, of course, there's myself, Ruthie. My show is called Tell Me. And when I'm on with my co-host from the West Coast, which is Miss Kyle Williams, we call it Tell Us. We ask people to just tell us what's going on. We tell each other what's going on, and we talk about the news and little tidbits and some music and new stars and new happenings and trends. And that's called Tell Us. There's Dr. Kevin McGuire, doctor of osteopathy, and he's the host of Men Matter. Yes, Men Matter. Then, of course, there's the lovely Judge Michelle Lawrence. She's the co-host with Jill Ejizi. She's a co-host for Family Matters, and she's also a judge in one of the toughest family courts in the nation, Cook County, Chicago, Illinois. And she's quite beautiful. You can see her on the front of syndicatednews.net, and you can find her book there, The Good Karma Divorce. It's right on the front of syndicatednews.net. You don't have to travel. Take your mouse and click, and you'll get right to buying it, and you can have that book in your house within a matter of days. There is also Parental Alienation 911, written by both Judge Michelle Lawrence and Jilla Jeezy. And that's also on the front page of syndicatednews.net. Then, of course, she likes to reminisce and she likes to tell wonderful romantic stories. That's Lori Stamatis. She's the host of Lori Late Night. Then, of course, we have our artists in residence, which are Stuart Stewart and Dina Stewart, and they host Alive on South Beach. And we also have a wonderful, really exciting show called Cuban with a Twist, hosted by Jennifer Betances. Stuart has been trying her recipes. We've been trying, and he's in South Beach, and we're in northern Florida, and we're trying her recipes up here. Well, not a lot of her cooking recipes. We've been trying that one that she uses with the ice cream and the Malta, and then she throws a spot of rum. We tried it with vodka, with rum, and with other things. And, of course, I couldn't remember. I fall right asleep. And every now and again, we have other shows. Another wonderful one that's on the road is Roberto Arguello. He traveled through San Salvador, and he sent the report. And then he's been sending reports regularly from Trujillo, Peru, and they are just marvelous reports. He's got one now about a mummy, and it's an archaeological find that's recent. It's not something found 80 or 100 years ago, but recently. And then, of course, we have people that visit our show, and from time to time, they'll have something lovely to sing and contribute and things of that nature, and we'll just keep it here. And as I said, we have other wonderful songs here that we haven't played in a long time. How about Oportunidad? Again by Yoko, because when we were having her on as a guest, we weren't sure if we could bring all that music in, so we uploaded it then, and it's here now. And this is Oportunidad by Yoko Mimata from Osaka, Japan. La Japonesa Salsera, Japanese salsa singer. She's recently done a radio tour in the island of Puerto Rico, and it was fantastic. It was fantastic. And here goes Oportunidad.
Estaba sin un Que yo soy sonera de la
Bayoko Mi Mata, and now I want to talk to you about those wonderful food and wine shows that are happening all across the country. Miami Beach and South Beach proper have theirs, and you can find that wonderful set of photographs. It's a wonderful explanation of these wonderful food and wine festivals. It's on syndicatednews.net. You can tell which video it is because there's a night shot of South Beach along Ocean Boulevard where the hotels are lit up with neon lights in various colors. That's how you can tell. That's the video. And you can start. In any case, I'm going to attend a walking tour, a food walking tour in St. Augustine, Florida. And if any of you want to sign up for that, and if any of you are interested, it's cheaper than actually visiting each restaurant individually, and I'll explain that later. The number is 904-540-3476. And it's only about 2 hours, but they take you to 5 or 6 different restaurants. As you walk along, you can enjoy one meal. It's basically a professional nosh progressive meal, but you get a good nosh size because, let's face it, we can't really taste and have an entire meal. And if you stopped and did that, you wouldn't be able to taste anything else. So this walking tour allows you to enjoy a nosh at a restaurant and then relax a few moments, then walk a block or two to the next location. And let me read you what they have on their website. And their website, by the way, is www.staugustinecitywalks.com. And you can find the walking tours there. And let me read you the one that I'm going to participate in. It says, your savory fair food tour now departs from our tour St. Augustine reception office located at 4 Granada Street, which runs north-south along the Leitner Museum complex, just off of King Street. The tour begins at 1:30 p.m. and be sure to check in at least 15 minutes prior to receive your tickets and meet your guide. Parking is recommended at the Villa Zoraida. Let me spell that for you. Zoraida. Car park at 83 King Street or at any of the convenient city car parks located behind the Leitner Museum and adjacent streets. Currently, the all-day parking fee at Villa Zoraida is only $5. And basically, you start at the photographs. It's a beautiful array of shrimp, and I don't know what else. It's just so charming. Apparently, we're going from tapas to desserts. Tapas, T-A-P-A-S, is actually a short version of saying a small piece of toast or bread, or like a little, a bit of dough, however small. It's usually no more than 2 or 3 inches, with sometimes seafood, chopped vegetables, hot sauce, all sorts of cilantro and cebolla and all sorts of delicious stuff. And each little tapa, you basically can make your own, kind of like the Spanish European version of tacos, but they're smaller, and you have them with a glass of wine. Very, very intercontinental. And from there, apparently they go to just beef. They're covering chicken, they're covering everything. That's, I'm sure I'm going to have a marvelous time. Again, that's St. Augustine City Walks, and their number is 904-540-3476. Well worth it, because normally when one visits a restaurant, the expected fee would be, I'd say, anywhere from $15 to $30. That's a normal dish for a meal. And for less than $50, you will have a trip to all these restaurants and just have, well, more than you can possibly nosh. You can't eat it all, but you'll be able to visit all these locations and taste a bit of everything. This is very economical, beautifully done, very, very well planned, and I'll tell you all about it while I'm there because we'll be taking photographs and we'll be sending them back to syndicatednews.net. That's St. Augustine City Walks. And now let's look for something splendid, something lovely, something other than Yoko, because I know you're getting tired of Yoko, but I love her, and we enjoy her music so much. Let's see what else is in here. There is more music here. Let's go find it. La Tirana. How interesting. I haven't heard La Tirana in a while. And here we go.
Thank you.
mother, La Pirana. And one day when I was preparing for a Yoko Mimata show, I just sat there and kept loading music. And that's why we have so much of it in this system. And I'm sure we'll have some more by the next time we're on the air. And I'm sure we'll have some choices by Eduardo Quesada. This is his show coming to you from the Internet, which is worldwide. We're listened to by 72 countries, according to our server. And we've expanded. We're moving into a larger location, a virtual location. It's quite beautiful. I've seen it. And it works really, really well. And let's see what else we can find you. That would be a lovely thing to play. Let's see here. A little jazz. How about McEwen's Acoustic Traveler? Absolutely. Here we go. This is John McEwen's Acoustic Traveler. Lovely. So beautiful. That's by John McEwen, Acoustic Traveler. And let's sneak a peek around here and see what else we can find. Maybe something by Landy Nova. Let's see now. There's got to be something here by Landy Nova. Let's see. I thought I saw something. Well, let's not wait. Here's something by Hans Olsen, Random Heart. Let's play that. Well, isn't that just sharp? I didn't know that it ended that way. That's interesting. Random Heart. Very romantic. Let's see what else we can find in here. I'm sure there are songs we haven't heard in a long time, and we're going to play them. Ooh, Fishers. I love that. Here's another one by John McEwen. I haven't heard this in a while. Here we go. John McEwen again. Gypsy King. Now that was marvelous. I didn't know it was that sexy. Gypsy Kings by McEwen. Make sure you buy it. You can find it anywhere on syndicatednews.net, but that was excellent. And now we're going to listen to a little Lanzi Nova. Bang, bang. I haven't heard that in a while. Okay, here we go. By Lanzi Nova. Actually, Orlando Delgado.
Cuando yo la conocí, ella andaba sin zapatos, andaba con meneito, ya chocaba a los chamacos. Yo supe dentro de mí que quería saber su nombre, de esa negrita linda, ya chocaba a todos hombres y llamaba.
Enterprise landing number, and there are some very interesting pieces here. I'm going to play Troubadour on Parade. Here we go. Troubadour on Parade.
Last night I played on the radio. It was a good disc jockey. It was a very hip radio show. I sang of lost loves and confusion too. Well, I sang some folk music and I sang some blues. And I'm a poet if you're listening, and I'm a singer if you're down. I've been hanging around this city, and I'm appearing in your town. And I sang about hunger and the world coming down. I even sang some Bob Dylan, but the world changed. I'm a one-man band, sitting here on my own. In these alcohol factories, and it feels just like home. Do you realize how many I've played? Well, I'm a troubadour, I'm a troubadour, and I'm a troubadour on parade.
Wasn't that romantic? I hadn't realized how sentimental that song was. Sometimes you have to hear a song over and actually listen to the lyrics. That was lovely. And of course, we've got to play a tango by Sacheri. We've got to. We've got to. I love her. And here we go. It's Tango by Sacheri.
Y como un grito salió del sórdido barrial buscando el cielo, con puro extraño de un amor hecho cadencia que abrió caminos sin más ley que su esperanza, mezcla de rabia, de dolor, de fe, de ausencia, llorando en la inocencia de un ritmo juguete. Por su milagro de notas agoreras nacieron sin pensarlo las paicas y las grelas, luna en los charcos que enlenguen en las caderas, y una ansia fiera la manera de querer al evocarse. Tango querido, siento que tiemblan las baldosas de un bailongo y oigo el rezongo de mi pasado. Hoy que no tengo más a mi madre, siento que llega en puntapié para besarme. Cuando tu canto nace al son de un bandoneón, Caracán funfa se hizo al mar con tu bandera, y en un pernón mezcló París con Puente Alsina. Fuiste compadre del Bocón y de la Mina, y hasta comadre del Bacán y la Pebeta. Por vos y esta canarreo y miseadura se hicieron voces al nacer con tu destino. Misa de palas que no senta hoy cuchillo, y hervió los conventillos y hervió mi corazón. Por su milagro de notas agoreras nacieron sin pensarlo las paicas y las grelas, luna en los charcos que enlenguen las caderas, y una ansia fiera la manera de querer al evocarte. Tango querido, siento que tiemblan las baldosas de un bailongo cuando tu canto nace al son de un bandoneón.
Miami Mambo.
Miami, linda. Thank you.
wasn't that a nice surprise? That was Lady's Choice by John McKeown. And something that's quite lovely, and I haven't heard this in a while, Spinning Wheel. So let's see what John's got to do with Spinning Wheel, how he handles it. Here we go. Now, as usual, we always have surprises here, but some of them surprise even me. I remember, maybe a year or two ago, that I interviewed proponents of medical marijuana. And because of that, the very interesting musicians brought me music that was appropriate for that interview. As I was looking through here and blogged, on it, I came across it. So if you give me a minute, I'm sure I'll find it. It's quite interesting, and I had forgotten that we had uploaded that song, because you can't really use it for anything else unless you're a medical marijuana advocate or just a marijuana advocate, which I'm registered as neither one. I really don't have a comment on it. To each his own, that's what I have to say. I kind of travel middle of the road. And they sent me that beautiful piece of music, and I had forgotten all about it. But it was quite interesting, because we could only use it, really, for that show. You couldn't... there it was. It was Marijuanaville, and he sent it to me. So let's enjoy that. Here we go. This was sent to us by its owner, believe it or not.
Do another one here. This is my version of Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. A little different, though. We had to bring it up into the 90s, you know, somewhat. It's now called Marijuanaville. It goes like this.
Rolling my homegrown, smoking a big bone. Look at that ganja covered with oil.
Oh, my God.
You
cheese in my tweezers. Got pot in the freezer.
Whoa!
Made a new pipe out of aluminum foil. We stayed away again in Marijuanaville. Searching for my roach clip on a rope.
On a rope, on a rope, on a rope.
Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know that it's all this damn dope. Don't know the reason. Stayed here all season. Maybe that tie stick was a way bit too strong. But I got a real beauty. A Colombian doobie. Okay, baby, come on, man. And soon I'll be up on my way along. Lucy, you got some splendid to do, baby. Wasted away again in Marijuanaville. Searching for my roach clip on a rope.
On a rope, on a rope, on a rope.
Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know that it's all this damn dope. I blew out my bong pipe, ran out of Bud Light, but I found some stash I had hidden at home. Put it into a blender, and soon it will render these little fudge brownies that help me get stoned. Wasted away again in Marijuanaville. Come on, you guys, sing along with me, in other words. Searching for my roach clip on a rope.
On a rope, on a rope, on a rope.
Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know that it's all this damn dope. Yes, and some people claim I sound like Dylan when I'm stuck, but I know that it's all this damn dope.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Needless to say, it was recorded in the Florida Keys. And we did two shows, actually. One with Huffam, which was the People United or something for medical marijuana. And there was one was with Huffam, and there was another one. I just don't remember the names because it's not something that interested me. But there were two groups, one from Florida and one national, that advocated legalizing marijuana. And their shows are still in our database and available. If you search for Huffam at syndicatednews.net, that podcast will come up. And any particular person that you're looking for, that you're interested in, if you search for their name and syndicatednews.net or syndicated news, the segment will come up. And we've been on the air now going on 6 years, so we've got quite a bit of material available. So let's see what else we can find that's something more calm and relaxed. I hope I didn't get anyone jumping out of their shorts over that song. But let's face it, doesn't hurt anything to listen to music. Oh, here's a sentimental one. This song was written by Landy Nova, as you know, is Orlando Delgado. And Lanzi wrote this song about a gentleman who's passing away, and he's telling his son that he's leaving, that he's passing away, and that one day he'll be a father too, and that he'll understand that then. The song is called Padre, P-A-D-R-E, Padre, and here it goes.
Thank you.
Wasn't that romantic? That is something that most of you weren't expecting. That's Padre Failanti Nova, who is actually Orlando Delgado. Orlando Delgado wrote that a long time ago, several years ago anyway. He has several other pieces coming soon. And don't forget that, because they come from time to time. We never know when. We're always happily surprised. And we love playing his music. We're searching around now for other pieces of music that we haven't played. There's plenty here. I just have to take my time and be patient. I do have a lot of patience. And welcome to the show. We've already examined Manila. We've spoken to London and to Stuttgart, Germany. And we're heard there. We're heard in Cebu City, Philippines, in Manila. Cebu City. In Manila, they hear us. They can hear us. So we know we're being heard. And we just got a thumbs up from South Africa, Peoria. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we're getting a thumbs up from Curacao. Thank you. We appreciate you. We thank you for that. We really do. We're going through the lists here to see what hasn't been played yet. And playing everything we can. Here's another romantic number by John McCune, Moonlight Dancing.
Thank you. they came to stay as the railroad pushed on through. They found an island way down in the Keys, covered in sky so blue. They built a town and the trains rolled through till the storm of 35. The railroad gave way to the automobile as Marathon came alive. There's on the ocean, walks on the beach, sunsets on the bay, moon casts a silver light on the water, takes all my cares away. Palm trees swaying in the breeze on this island that I call home. The tropical life in the heart of the ago, or so it seems, I left the mainland behind. Like so many before me, I heard the call, came to find my peace of mind. Paradise on a sun-drenched isle, worlds of wonder beneath the sea. But it's people who care, make our town the heart of the Florida Keys. Days on the ocean, walks on the beach, sunsets on the bay. The moon casts a silver light on the water, takes all my cares away. Palm trees swaying in the breeze on this island that I call home. It's the tropical life in the Florida Keys, the islands of Marathon. Head out on the ocean like the fishermen do every day. Feel the gentle motion, celebrate another day.
That was written by John Bartus, The Islands of Marathon. He's talking about the Marathon from the Keys. And there's another cute ditty that he's got here called Keys Disease, and he wrote that as well. That's another one of his songs, so let's play that. I'm playing them slightly lower than what's within the meter calls for because it sounds terribly loud to me, so I'm assuming it sounds loud to you as well. If I play it right there at the meter, then you can lower it a touch if it's not, or raise it if you need to. And here goes Keys Disease.
Woke up at the crack of noon, I got so much to do today. Head on down to the cheeky bar just to watch the tourists play. Living just south of reality, mile marker 49.
Some folks say that I'm wasting my life, but I say I'm doing just fine. See, I've got the keys to peace, in case you haven't heard. I've got the keys to peace, but Ghana is the operative word. There's no cure for the keys to peace, no mainland antidote. I'll never leave my island alive at the end. American road. Well, I once was a lawyer long time ago, before I lost my suit and tie. Traded my car for a beat up bike, kissed my old life goodbye. The last slept on the beach, neath the moon and stars, slept under a bridge or two. Not because I didn't have a place to stay, it's just because I wanted to. See, I've got the keys to the, in case you haven't heard, I've got the keys to these. Kenyatta is the operative word. There's no cure for the keys to these, no mainland antidote. Well, I'll never leave my island alive as I can. The American road. You may wonder why a man like me, old life behind. No phone or beeper's gonna be my keeper. I'm living on tropical time. Sunset time in the Florida Keys, so many things to do. Hit the sunset party down at Mallory Docks and have a rum runner or two. The pirates of today are the ones like me, living life the way we please. And I know for sure that there ain't no cure once you got the keys disease. I've got the keys to these, in case you haven't heard. Yes, I've got the keys to these. Manana is the operative word. There's no cure for the keys to these, no mainland antidote. Well, I'll never leave my island alive as I can. The American road.
That was The Keys Disease by John Bartus, and yes, that's his song. And Palm Trees, I think that's a bit of a romantic one, Palm Trees, and here we go. That's also written by John Bartus.
I was smoking a stogie, shipwrecked by design, trying to remember the way things were. The keys have changed, you just can't argue with that. But for better or worse, I'm just not sure. We're just not as outlaw, not quite as unique, but it's really not as bad as it seems. Palm trees and paradise, tropical drinks, big mosquitoes. People in the islands trying to save everything. Some hate the tourists, others make stupid rules. They're constantly complaining about any old thing. You'd think they'd find something better to do. When all their whining starts to get me down, I just remember the reason I'm here. It's all about palm trees and paradise. Line high, hurricane season, a social mixture of nasty and nice, living here in the Keys. God of the days when the smugglers and cops would sit in the same bars, toasting their life in the Keys. But when I stopped to think it was better back then, well, I just lived.
but it's been 18 years. This little rock has been my hometown. Well, I smile and I put out my cigar and think there's nowhere else I'd rather be. Watching those palm trees in paradise, tropical drinks, big mosquitoes. You take the bad cause you love the nights, living here in the Keys. Palm trees in paradise, key lime pie, hurricane season. It's a hot, sultry mixture of nasty and nice, living here.
Those lyrics. It's been such a long time since I've heard that. And I have one piece of music that I really would like you to hear. It's totally different. It's from Armenia. And it's so romantic and beautiful and eerie and mysterious that it sounds a little odd when it first starts playing. But please be patient and listen to the lyric and the music, because it has no lyrics, but it calls to you. It's just such a touching, beautiful song. It's from Armenia, and here we are. Thank you.
I got married on a cold summer day. The weather was frightful, it rained and it rained and it rained. 3 weeks later, my baby sails away. Captain of ships, but he'll sail right back to me. 'Cause I got married to the baddest man on the sea. He sailed the ocean blue and discovered me. I got married to the baddest man on the sea. He once caught a whale by the skin of his. He writes home a letter or two every week. He signs them, my darling, you'll always be my sweet pea. And when he comes home, he smells of the earth and the sea. He smells of cigars and bitter, bitter whiskey. 'Cause I got married to the baddest man on the sea. He sailed the ocean blue and discovered me. I got married to the baddest man on the sea. He once caught a whale by the skin of his teeth. But oh, when he goes away, yeah, I find it hard to be alone. I feel it when the cold wind blows through this empty house. Every time he sails out, I take another little piece of my heart. Break another little piece of my heart, you know he will. But nothing breaks apart. I wake up every night at 3:30 with visions of ships and storms and a wreck on the sea. But never have I even once had a tiny dream of anyone's arms around me but my baby. 'Cause I got married to the baddest man on the sea. He sailed the ocean blue and discovered me. I got married to the baddest man on the sea. He once caught a whale by the skin of his teeth. He once caught a whale by the skin of his gold teeth.
Le vent qui frappe à ma porte me rappelle les amours mortes. Devant le feu qui s'éteint ce soir. C'est une chanson d'automne dans la maison qui frissonne. Et je pense aux jours lointains. Que reste-t-il de nos amours? Que reste-t-il de ces beaux jours? Une photo, vieille photo de ma jeunesse. Que reste-t-il des billets doux, des mois d'avril, des rendez-vous? Un souvenir qui me poursuit sans cesse. Bonheur fané, cheveux au vent, baisers volés, rêves mouvants. Que reste-t-il de tout cela? Dites-le-moi. Un petit village, un vieux clocher, un paysage visage si bien caché, et dans un nuage ce cher visage de mon passé.
Turned you on each time you close. your eyes. I've heard it said that dreams never lie. You've been talking in your sleep, even in your dreams, with some sweet lover, holding on so tight, loving her the way you used to love me. Talking in your sleep, with loving on your mind. You've been talking in your sleep.